There we go. I got it. We're good. We're good. What? You should have sound in a second. Give the delay. Yeah, we're not going to go with the opening. There's sound. We're good. We're not going to go with the opening because of technical fucking difficulties. Thank you, my favorite Cowboys fan. So welcome to the Swingerverse, where you get to taste the lifestyle. Enjoy the conversation. You're listening live to USDP Nation. And USDP Nation is all about the lifestyle, educating, encouraging, enhancing the entire lifestyle experience. No, say that again, because you were on mute.
No, this is a hookup. Why are you always going to mute me? I didn't do anything.
Say that again, because you were on mute.
No.
Okay. Season 5. Season 7 or 6. Can you put your mic up? Jesus fucking Christ.
No. Fucking skips on the show.
That's seems sorry. Like a personal problem. Too soon.
Too soon.
Turn it, spin it around, take the microphone out.
You want me to do a lot already on the show?
Oh my god. Spin the top. Nope, the other way. The other way. There you go. Now put the microphone back in.
Insert it.
Now push it up towards you. We went through, you showed up for the sound test today for the first time in 4 years. Okay. Once again, USDP Nation is all about the lifestyle, educating, encouraging, enhancing the entire lifestyle experience. And we are your host, Phil. And now I muted you again. I muted you. I didn't get through the intro last time, like I didn't this time either. It's time to take your halo off as during the show, along with our guest. Those interacting on any of the social media platforms that we are not using tonight, where you can find us, we are going to talk about adult topics, have adult conversations, and swinging and BDSM lifestyles, and celebrate the beauty that is you being a slut. So if you need a fake ID to buy alcohol, you get easily offended and have closed mind of thinking, or you're just simply a vanilla asshole, my suggestion is turn us the fuck off.
A lot of people in the show tonight.
Yeah, I know, and I'll get to all that in a second. But parts of the show are sponsored by some amazing friends and companies, so head over to our website, usdpnation.com, and show them the attention you would get if you were the only girl involved in a 7-guy gangbang, which Kim is looking for a friend or two to help her with those 7 guys in Hito. So stay tuned. So let's turn up the conversation. You're muted. So let's turn up the conversation as we swing into uncharted territories with a dash of spice and a whole lot of jimmies on top. So we hope you left your halo home, because it's time to you do you boo, or her, or her, or her, or her, or in Kim's case, any guy that actually makes time and takes the initiative to make the first move that does not include a dick pic.
You should probably repeat that first move thing again. I don't think I understand.
All right, Dell, everything's live. Thank you for all the birthday wishes. Happy birthday, Crystal.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Phil.
Wow. Love in the room. Shh, turn the
mute button, bitch. I know.
Just waiting for my phone to blow up with that live sound test was completely useless, I'm sure. fuck. So
speak into the mic.
So at 4:30, so if we disappear, we're having technical difficulties. And by technical difficulties, I mean I took my laptop and I threw it the fuck out the window. So we'll be back on Facebook on our phones if we happen to disappear here rather soon. Fingers crossed everything's good to go. Once again, welcome. And again, thank you for the birthday wishes. And at 4:30 today, when my laptop died, Kim turned to me and said, "So I should probably tell you now, because you're not in a very good mood, you're pretty pissed off, and you don't like surprises. There's a bunch of people coming over for tonight's show." So
you said you got boobs, it's your birthday, a bunch of boobs, it's your birthday. What do
you
want from me?
I got no boobs.
That's not my fault. Don't do it. They can see y'all.
Yeah.
Mine are as good as
wow,
they're getting.
Wow. Such a setup.
So that was a perfect setup and a great segue. So tonight, we're going to fire somebody live on the show for the first time ever. We are. Can I?
You can do whatever you want. It's your birthday.
So not only am I going to fire somebody for the first time live on the show, I'm going to fire her on her birthday.
Really? Let's see how this works out.
So I have a question.
Uh-oh. It's probably for you.
I'm going to start on this side of the room.
Oh.
Jessica.
Oh, I know.
What happens on Tuesdays?
You send Phil boobs.
On Facebook, what do we do? If you're in charge of Facebook for a week, uh-oh, and it's Tuesday morning.
Titty Tuesday.
Jen, what is Tuesday?
Titty Tuesday.
Kim, what is Tuesday? Crystal.
Yeah.
What was Tuesday not?
I went, oh God, what did she
So post? Then, no, so I had hope. So I was like,
I still showed my titties.
I woke up on fucking Tuesday morning and was like, she's fired. What the fuck is this self-confidence bullshit? Congratulations, you feel fucking good about yourself. Wonderful. I want to see tits. So then I gave it a little thought, and I said, you know what? Tomorrow's my birthday. Maybe she's going to be nice, and she's going to come back tomorrow, and she's going to say, for Phil's birthday, we moved Titty Tuesday to Wednesday. Nope. You know who did that? Kim.
Sorry. She's your wife.
Right.
Yeah, I got to live with
her. And you're an ex-Dem girl.
She wants her.
And
you know what? Nobody can hear you.
You can.
Your microphone's limp again.
It's not my fault.
Turn it the other way.
Push it in. Push it in. There you go.
Good.
Okay. Good fucking God. Okay, we got a lot to cover tonight, so let's get into this before my laptop dies. So yeah, I was highly. I cried for like 3 hours yesterday, Crystal. I said, Crystal, I can't. I cried. I have feelings. I have feelings and emotions. One of my shirts in Hito says, my eyes are up here. I have feelings. I'm more than a piece of meat. What the fuck is your problem? It's going to be a long fucking 8 days. All right, so let's get into our weekend recap. See if Kim remembers what the fuck we did last weekend. Sponsored by TPA. TPA is Maryland's premier lifestyle on-premise club. The private affair is a private members-only lifestyle club with about 10,000 square feet of party space, plenty of room for socializing, dancing in a variety of playrooms. Kim's the smoke's coming out of your head thinking what we were doing last week. I can tell. For dancing in a variety of playrooms for your fantasy and pleasure. Head to TPA and get your cherry pop. Use the TPA website for reservations, theprivateaffair.com. So what we do this weekend?
No, find another dem girl right now. Let it go.
You didn't go see her?
Oh, no.
Yeah, bye.
Well, then that would be the weekend recap. That would be this segment.
I was trying to think of Friday and Saturday. We usually start there. If I jump right into it, you go, what the fuck happened to the rest of the weekend?
I worked Friday.
See?
Okay.
So we'll start the next day. Your turn.
Saturday. We celebrated Mark's birthday.
We did celebrate Mark's birthday with all of our friends. And we watched my favorite band.
And we walked in and security came right over.
Not to me.
Nope, to Kim. Nope, not to you at all.
First of all, she loves me. She doesn't know it yet, but she does.
Security came over and said, your picture is in the band's dressing room to watch out for.
Did they tell you what they were watching out for?
Nothing. Stalkers.
Holy, you say stalkers. I say not stalkers. It's fine. It's fine, babe. You have money to bail me out. It's no problem.
What did we do Sunday?
Nothing. We worked. We did too.
We worked.
See?
All day.
See?
We were invited out.
That was your gong.
We were invited out.
And we didn't go.
I know.
Because we worked.
My response was going to be, have you met Kim? As soon as somebody says, we're going to go, why don't you come back to the house? Okay. Why don't we go on a plane? Okay.
Well, yeah, that's stupid.
All right. So no. Again, happy birthday, Mark. It was a good time last weekend.
Full of titties on Tuesday.
Yeah, in a freezing fucking building.
Tony,
oh no, he did.
Not conducive.
No, he had heat.
It was 60 degrees.
Oof, well, that's heat. It started at 52.
We went in there and it's been like 40. We're like, what?
I brought the portable heater for them.
Man, There's Brian.
So, all right, keep moving. Wonderful. Okay, so let's get into tonight's conversation, which is what everybody wants to hear about. It's Hito, Hito, Hito. How many days, Kim?
Today is Wednesday. That will be
8 days, and then
eight
we get
days.
On a plane.
It is really not even 8 days. Did you know, like, the last
two so what you're saying is we're flying on a jet plane, and then we're going to sail a boat.
I hate you. Fuck.
And when I get to the schedule, I will let everybody know when Redneck Yacht Club is going to be sung at karaoke.
Yes, please.
You better believe it.
Oh.
So excited.
I will let you know once I get to the schedule.
Wait. That is, never see a ship sail, a champagne, and bubbles. Yeah. What more do you fucking want out of life?
Usually if there's bubbles, the ship's in the bathtub.
There you go.
Man overboard. Well, if my laptop wasn't broke before, we're going to have bubbles on it now. All right. So tonight's conversation is sponsored by WET, Word Looks Out of Travel, the official travel agency of USTP Nation. WET partners with the leading resorts and cruises, offering adults only, couples only, and lifestyle friendly vacations. So, Kim, I need you to close your eyes. And I need you to rewind a little bit and remember how we do this show. We have to go back to COVID when this show happened. Because tonight we bring you and interrupt your normal schedule, and we bring you back to the Lifestyle Travel Show with USTP Nation, which we used to host with the general manager of Hito. So I need you to remember how all this goes.
Okay.
You can't even remember yesterday, so I don't expect you to remember Hito.
We'll think about it.
All right, so let's get into Hito. We have a bunch of people here who are going to be going with us. Some that will be thrown into pools, some that will be their first time, some that are hoping to remember what they did this year comparably to last year, and some who I still will not share my grilled cheese with. So it will not happen again. But I know your goal, which we'll get to in a little bit, is still to get the Big D in Jamaica.
But now it is the Big D bitches.
It's going to be a long 8 days. So Kim, why don't you go through the packing process, because they're going to overpack. And then I'll come back in and cut you off here in a minute, because you're going to overtalk like you're going to overpack. So we're going to be good with this.
I'm not going to overpack. I have a whole little pile of extra stuff. So let me see. So are we talking to people that aren't going, new people? Who are we talking to?
All of the above.
Everybody.
All the people listening.
So we tell everybody that there's going to be themes. It is.
Which we'll get to when I get to the schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. Some people pack for them. Some people don't. Some people dress for them. Some people don't. We tell everybody it is really a place to do what you want to do. Participate in what you want to. Just follow along. Girls, bring flats for everything. If you want to wear heels, definitely pack them, but only use them up in the main area, because it is very hilly everywhere. So I would suggest to bring sandals or flip-flops to slide on to at any time. Lots of sunscreen. Doesn't matter. Everybody hollers, ooh, I tan. The Caribbean sun is a different creature. So lots of sunscreen no matter what. Some people bring
Lysol wipes. Lysol wipes are very important.
Lysol wipes for the air condition, just to wipe it down, stop you from getting Hito croup. That's what they say. Anyway, what else? You're going to overpack. You're not going to wear as many clothes as you think you are. Half of the time you're in a bathing suit or not. For the girls, I suggest multiple changes of bathing suits, because you are going to put on bottoms sometimes, and you do have to have on clothes or some type of clothing to go in any of the food areas. I suggest lots of bathing suit, at least bottoms and wraps. It's the easiest thing. Sundresses, flip-flops. I bring quite a few different pairs of shoes, because it's not really a barefoot place. I mean, some people do, some people don't. It's really up to you. Towels. They do have pool towels there, but we always bring our own towels.
Which we never use.
I know, but it's always nice to have them. It's always nice to have them because you never know. January 55. Let me see. What else? We always bring all of our own personal essentials, but when we bring them, typically we leave them for the house.
So those types of things are difficult to get in Jamaica.
Yeah.
So we leave them for the staff and housekeeping due to the fact that the resort is not allowed to accept tips. Also, school supplies and anything school related.
Facebook, I do that.
Focus.
It's mascot
fall. Focus. It's the employee of the year mascot and dad joke guy. His Tumblr says it. Yeah, so you want to bring a Tumblr with you. If you are traveling with us, we will have a new Tumblr individualized, personalized in your welcome bag for you. You can never have too many Tumblrs at Hedo due to the fact that you're going to use one for alcohol. You're going to want one for non-alcoholic drinks and water and things like that. You do want to hydrate. So it's very important to bring.
You're going to want to hit every bar. Pace yourself. Those bartenders will put your little asses under. And nothing twice about it.
So here's how for the guys. I bring a pair of shorts and a t-shirt during the day. And I bring a pair of shorts and a t-shirt for at night. There you go.
And they do have a dress night. Friday night is usually their gala. A lot of people do like to dress up for that. But it's a light pants, light sundress, you know, whatever. And it's up to you. Some people dress formal every night for dinner. So really at your own, you know.
Yeah, you're not, no matter what you wear, you're not going to be outcast because there's going to be somebody else that's around there as well.
I have legit seen some people that have nothing but, you know, cover ups on the whole time.
Whenever you're comfortable being drunk in the entire time.
Right, because you're going to be drunk the entire time.
If you're a drinker, that is the place to be. Even mm-hmm. if you're not a drinker, it's the place to be because then you laugh at everybody that's drunk. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a win-win all the way around.
All right, so when you get to the airport and you're on your way, you want to be, make sure you're, check your flights and make sure you're a little bit on, a little early than normal. It's okay to be in there. They do have bars in the airport, which one of our dumb girls so politely pointed out today. when you get to Jamaica, here's the thing. Don't use your phone until you get outside. I can't stress this enough.
Please don't do it.
Don't use your phone until you get outside. They do not take kindly at all, like Kim said, in not you necessarily you using your phone. You not paying attention is the key. Yes. So you want to just pay attention and get out the door. Once you get out the door, feel free to do it. Before you go, make sure you call your credit card companies and make sure that you call your cell phone company.
Yes, because we learned that very hard the first time we went to Rick's Cafe and they didn't take our credit cards. We had no money, no cash. I was like, okay.
Yeah. So once you get to the airport, just get in and get through. That's going to be your most important thing. It's very simple. They do keep it moving, but they have their flights seem to come in all at the same time.
So online now before you get there.
So it will get you through and get you outside. You'll get to your outside, you'll get on the bus, and then you're in for a treat. When you get to the airport and you get outside, for those who partake in extracurricular activities, do not get it at the airport.
Do not get it at the airport. You will stop on the bus. Shellboy will take care of you when you get to the resort. You're just wait.
Yes,
you got
wait.
Another hour and 45 minutes.
I have a cell phone.
Yes. Yes, he will be waiting for you. Do not buy it at the airport. They will come up and ask you if you want it. All over when you're waiting outside, politely, but do not buy it at the airport.
For you cigarette smokers, don't worry about packing a ton of cigarettes from the state. Buy them when you get there.
You can buy them in duty free. However, you cannot get American cigarettes in duty free.
Yeah, but aren't they? They're pretty much the same, right?
Well, for if most smokers. I smoke, I don't have a problem smoking L&M's. I smoked them for years.
Right.
Those that smoke brand specific, you want to take them with you.
Those bougie smokers.
Yes, if you need a crush pack, you cannot get them. So then you get on the bus or your private transportation and be prepared for your first interesting ride and view of Jamaica.
Yes.
You will see plenty of goats. They don't have squirrels. They have goats that cross the road.
They don't have dogs.
But don't worry, you'll see the goat later at dinner on the buffet.
It'll be curried nicely.
Yes.
With the rice.
If you get motion sickness, my suggestion is prepare for that on the bus ride. You don't have to worry about the plane. You have to worry about the bus ride. Okay. If you are afraid of drivers in the United States,
don't sit in front of the bus.
Don't look out the window.
it's, all of these things are true.
Yes, it is quite entertaining of a ride. It is about an hour and 45 minutes to get you from the airport to on the bus. And then you will have all of the alcohol and everything like that awaiting for you.
Actually,
so
it is an amazing greeting. We'll be at the front desk waiting for everyone to come in. We'll have bags. Hope you get all checked in with wet for your rooms. And they actually come out. They've got drinks for you. They've got nice, cool cloths. Dress in layers. We know you are coming from cold-ass weather. Well, it is not cold there. So you are going to want to be able to take off your top layer by the time you get to the airport, or else you are going to be in for a very uncomfortable warm ride.
Yeah, you're going to be pot because Jamaica is fucking hot. So we have a great week planned between us and wet and the resort. We have a full schedule of things. Here's the cool thing with the way when we go, you can do whatever the fuck you want or not do what you want. Crystal said she wasn't doing shit last year and she participated in everything.
Everything.
She doesn't remember. She doesn't remember 75% of it. I don't know about that. See, remembering yourself and being told what you did, two different things. Two different things. So we have a whole week of great things planned. And again, you don't have to do anything. You can go and literally party your ass off at the new pool like some people do all day and then go to sleep at 9 o'clock.
$100
coming my way.
Thank you, Mr. 8 Minute.
So, yeah. So once you arrive, we will get you checked in and get you taken care of and get you through the process as quickly as possible. We will be there.
Ready. They will take your bags and you can get on in your bathing suit. I suggest you keep something that you want to change into right in your carry-on.
Yeah, well, you can get into your bags right there, too, so it doesn't matter. We talked to John last week at WET and went over everything. They will have a whole staff of WET employees there and people to help, more than normal because they're actually there for a couple weeks right now. So we'll have the benefit of all of them pretty much being there, which is awesome. So there'll be plenty of people at the front desk when you arrive. But here's the deal. Just look for Kim. She'll get you squared away and she'll get you in the right direction. So once you get checked in, you're going to want to go to your room and relax. For the new people traveling, just to give you a rundown of everything here. 6:30 that night, we're going to meet back in the lobby and give everybody that's traveling with us new that wants a tour. Of the resort itself and get you kind of acquainted with the lay of the land before you start really, really drinking. Now, we had somebody, these times are the same as last year. We had somebody show up annihilated by 6:30 for this tour last year. I mean, so annihilated that I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Tour's over. I'm done. Because we're just stumbling, and I want to drink. So, well, from 6:30 to 7, we'll give you a tour of the whole resort. This way, you will have a complete lay of the land, and you'll get a hard copy of all this when you get there. And at 7 o'clock, we have our USDP Nation meet and greet, so you can meet the other almost 50 people that are traveling with us. Monday. And then WET's meet and greet is their first meet and greet is that night at 10 o'clock. So here's the cool thing about WET. They do a poker run throughout the week where you go and you'll get a poker card at their different meet and greets that are listed on the schedule at different times. And whoever has the best hand wins prizes. So you want to go to all the WET meet and greets to get your poker card. I told Kim she's not allowed.
I told you I didn't care.
And it's Jungle Night. Welcome to the Jungle is the theme for Sunday or Saturday. The fuck that people get there. So there's plenty of other stuff for the shows are freaking amazing. There's a show every night. There's people don't follow outlines.
Nope.
Slow down here.
Just Squirrel Wrangler all
yes, slow down here, people. I'm only on Saturday. So the resort has shows every night. Go see as many as you want. Some are right after dinner.
Don't miss Thursday.
Kim, you should probably go on Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday's a whole lot better.
Wednesday's a whole lot better.
No. I mean, they have a show on Thursday.
Right. Do you have a schedule?
Yeah, it was
No? Yeah.
Okay, well, don't miss Wednesday either.
Yeah. Yeah, so Wednesday night is the best show, one of the best shows that there is. So, all right, so let's blow through this real fast so I can get through some things. Sunday is your 21st of September, which is a – do I have to mute you? Which is a disco-themed thing. If you have any questions, the wet desk is open from 10 to 2 every day. So – or just find myself and Kim, and we'll get you directed and over to them.
You'll know where we are.
11 o'clock on Sunday, we're going to play volleyball. So here's the cool thing. We're giving away a shit ton of stuff.
Yeah.
Kim made the gift bags last night. So show up for volleyball, you're going to get a ticket. Every time you show up for volleyball, you get a ticket. By the end of volleyball, we're going to give away a gift bag for those that were there.
Just because.
I feel like it.
I heard you run this shit.
I know.
Kim's looking at me like we're giving more shit. Just keep giving it away. Just keep giving it away. Just keep giving it away. So much fucking prizes. We're going to come home with an empty suitcase one way or the other. So just get rid of it.
And store manager.
Between us and Wet, there are so many prizes that are just being given away. It's crazy. So it's going to be awesome. Wet cocktail party, which you do not want to miss, is at 6 o'clock on Sunday night, especially for new people. It's really cool. So now you're going to meet, you've already met everybody that's traveling with us. Now you're going to meet everybody that's traveling with the entire WET group, which is really cool. So
yeah,
there's a whole bunch and they're awesome. And then you have your stuff at night with, from the, resort Monday. You know what? We don't have Monday. We don't have anything scheduled Monday. Want to know why?
I heard you have a cabana girl Monday.
I have a cabana girl all afternoon on Monday. You know what I did?
Bought a gun.
I did buy a gun. But I also
got an extra big tumbler?
No, I got a really small one.
Oh, yes. That's not true.
No, wait. Talking about his tumbler.
Sorry.
Tumbler. So I'm giving away tumblers to everybody in all of their gift bags. Me, I went and I found a 3.5 ounce tumbler.
You got a shot glass.
Sort of. Yeah. But it's got a lid.
Oh,
that's good.
And a straw.
Then I can't spill it. So you'll be fine.
I'll be okay.
Get your steps in.
And
he's going to be napping Monday. He
nope.
said,
I'm nope.
napping.
He doesn't
nope.
nap in Hedo. He doesn't even sleep in Hedo.
Nope. I have nothing scheduled for Monday. Monday, you get to enjoy the day.
Diana Foster, you're supposed to be traveling with us next year, girl.
Wet's pool party. Wet has pool parties starting on Sunday, every day at the nude pool with Cheetah and Angel. You'll catch
Don't
us down
that.
There. Don't miss it. It's an awesome time.
Time.
If you've seen Cheetah and Angel at any of our events, they're a fucking blast. So
I heard you're getting visited from Angel this year.
No, we're not leaving the light on. No, we are not leaving the light on.
We'll talk about it.
No, there's nothing to talk about.
She has a birthday present for you. Are you going to deny Angel to give you a birthday present?
100%.
Her consent is a must.
My consent. Don't worry. We're going to get to this conversation in a minute. Just keep opening your mouth. I appreciate it. So let's run this down real fast so everybody has an idea. Don't miss the new pool parties with Cheetah and Angel. On Monday, it is the Royal Port Royal Beach Party. It is Jamaican night, basically, is what it is. They have dinner on the beach and a whole bunch of other cool things. You don't want to miss the fire show on Monday night either.
Absolutely
so if you've never seen the fire show, or even if you have, it's really cool. We'll go Facebook Live during the fire show because it's on the Prude side, so we can do that.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to follow along as well. So.
And
then again, Wet has a meet and greet for their next poker run card that night. Tuesday is, we have a whole bunch of stuff going on Tuesday, which is pretty cool. It's the Glow Rave, which they do it up for the Glow Party, which is cool.
I must say that is probably one of the best Glow Parties I've ever seen.
So we have a scavenger hunt going on Tuesday.
Same day.
Same day. You're going to want to find the clues throughout the resort. They look like this. They look like that.
I love them so much.
You know what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Whoops. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, good. There is 10 of them. So there's 10 clues that'll lead you to two gnomes and some amazing prizes that include sex toys and a whole bunch of different things. And the scavenger hunt is, again, do it as you want. If you're walking through and you see a clue and you want to grab it, go ahead. If you want to just try to find it yourself the whole time, go ahead, or you want to spend all day. So the person that finds the gnome, one of two gnomes, there's two gnomes, so two prizes, you're going to turn the gnome in at the glow party at night. So you cannot trade her into me.
I got one.
No trades. No traits.
Got an old pair of socks laying around.
I'll trade your hair.
Nope. That's why I'm being in the fire, man.
What the fuck? Would both give us back?
We would try.
Phil would already be so drunk.
It fucking matter.
Where's your wife? I don't know.
No, she's on the resort. We're gonna get. Don't worry. We'll get to that. We'll get to that one in a minute. All right, so scavenger hunt, you can do it all day. Whoever finds the gnomes, you're going to come and turn it in at 10 o'clock at night or 9:30 at night when the glow party starts.
Not 8:59, so I'm going
to
suggest you stay.
Yes,
up.
So for those that have never made it to the glow party, if you find the gnome, you better stay awake. So again, Cheating Angel beat the nude pool. We'll have volleyball at 11 o'clock again. We're giving away more prizes at the volleyball games. So it's really not a volleyball game because mine and Bill's team just wins. So it's what happens.
I hate that game.
So if you're under 5'3", you go to the deep end of the pool.
That's very true. And then they stand behind you and they bounce volleyballs off your head. Oh, don't think that because you're tall that you get away with anything. Of course you don't.
Nope. You get picked on a better team if you have a shirt on. Think about that for a minute. If you're topless, you're not on my team because I want to look across.
It's a shame you had to spell that out.
She was trying. She was working on it. all right, so Tuesday, very important. They're at 6 o'clock. There is the Repeaters cocktail party. You definitely want to be there. If you have been to Hito before, you can attend. If you have not been to Hito, you cannot attend.
Oh, you could have talked.
You could.
It doesn't do you any good. Because then when they call your name that you won, you can't win. Do you ever win again after that? No. Still a little sore about it? Yes.
In case you didn't realize that we went on the first time we were ever there, and Kim won. And she turned into a little kid hiding in the corner when they kept calling her name when she realized she was going to win.
Could you put my name in?
I know.
Rude.
Just like I told our knight at medieval times.
I'm literally trying to get us. He's telling us to stop calling my name.
Just like I told our knight at medieval times to make you cheer.
That's so rude.
Okay, just checking.
He wants to keep talking to me too. Stop talking to me.
First of all, you wanted to do him.
Doing him and talking to him is not the same thing.
Very different.
All right, so 6 o'clock is the Repeaters cocktail party, which is always a great time. 9:30, we have our Wireless Vibe remote drop. So remember, if you want to participate, to bring your Wireless Vibe and your Wireless Vibe remote.
So if we don't want to participate, we just don't bring our stuff?
I'm packing for you.
Wanted to know.
I'm packing for you.
Jessica, you should probably check the comments.
Yeah.
I'm packing.
He offered me $100. He's gonna pay me.
He's offering you the $100 that he thinks he's winning from my husband.
Maybe I think Phil will lose a bet for once in his life. You thought that, and that's how you're busy on Monday afternoon.
That's why you're fucking Cabana girl now.
I'm going to tell you right now, we don't lose that.
You got into this situation this way.
He's not only going to be $100. Here comes your bubble.
I'm going to be $200 richer by the time I leave Hito.
I'm not under the waterfall either.
And if people walk at a certain time and are not fighting, I win another $100.
Wow.
I'll cover that.
They can't. They're separate. So I got to win this bet. People are dumb. People are stupid.
That is one of the dumbest bets ever.
I know. I'm going to walk away $300 richer after,
you
know.
Deposit for next year.
This is going to be a great trip.
Oh, it's going to be a shit show.
We're
going
to vacation to make money.
All right, so yeah, 930 is our wireless 5 remote drop. We have prizes for that as well. Well, I guess there's prizes when the remotes get turned on. But
your shy girl said happy
birthday. Yeah, she's not shy. That's bullshit. So if you figure out the rules are, you are not allowed to ask somebody who has a remote if they have your remote. You have to figure out who has your remote. If you're the first person to figure it out, you get a prize.
If you have a remote, everybody's gonna know you have a remote.
Yeah.
Why? Because you're fake.
You're shitty to grin.
You can't hide it, man. I won't have
It'll be like this. What?
And then add alcohol.
It's or better.
So here's the best part. And then 9:30 on Tuesday night. Everybody knows what's going on Tuesday. We join Cheetah and Angel at 9:30 for karaoke, and we sing Redneck Yacht Club just to celebrate the day. Don't miss us.
Yeah, because by 9:30 Tuesday.
Tuned in.
You will not want to miss us. It's
going to be a blast.
There's going to be so much we'll be drinking and right fuckery by then.
Right through.
Microphone one.
You know, I hope that you told them to stock up this year. Is all I'm saying.
They better have
drank
a
the whole fucking island out of tequila last year.
Okay, there's so Wednesday's fetish night, which again, you don't want to miss the fetish show. You want to get the dinner early to get a good seat. You want a good seat. You want to see that show.
Yeah.
I don't like shows, but the fetish show is fucking amazing. Yeah. So,
people do go to dinner. So we had some people ask about if people go to dinner dressed for theme that particular night.
They absolutely do
because when they go up and get their seats, they do not leave.
Yes. So you,
and you don't have to. But in answer to your question,
so most
people do
so 10:30 that morning we have our second annual USDP Nation pickleball tournament, and I'm going to do it right now. At 10:30 we're going to kick it off as your reigning champions. Me and Jason have called a press conference at 10:30 that we have an announcement. Wednesday. 10:30 we have an announcement. So as the reigning champions, so that'll be over by the pickleball courts. Cheetah and Angel will. So we're gonna play pickleball and then go right through the pool with Cheetah and Angel at 12:00. Well, what's wrong? You think our announcement is something?
Yes.
I don't know. We have an announcement.
It's you and the fucking head admin after 3 days of being drunk.
We already know what it is. No, we already have it planned. 5:30 we ask everybody traveling with us to come down to the Hito Wall for a group picture. If you can all follow directions, it will last 3 minutes. But here's what's gonna happen. You're gonna be there an hour. You're gonna be there an hour. Okay. Wet has a poker run again that night. And again, the fetish show is fucking amazing. That takes us to Thursday, which is Kim and Dead Joke Guys, one of their favorite days. It's casino day.
We are not nice.
11:00.
No. Play with us and be stupid because we are not
money,
nice.
But we take it serious.
Come to my fucking table talking about we think this is damn 5-card poker.
11:00. We have volleyball. Cheetah and Angel 12-2 in a nude pool. Here's a cool thing that Wet is offering at 5:00. They have sunset romantic dinner on the Cliffs restaurant. So they'll take you off site, which is really cool.
Wants to take odds on pickleball.
Yeah.
More bets.
More bets.
Don't worry. There'll be Hito bucks and stuff. So there'll be plenty of money to pass out. Absolutely. We can place bets.
Yeah, so you're sleeping through it, Julie Fiesta.
Yeah. So you can go to Dinner Offers Worth that night. And then at night, they play casino games all throughout the courtyard, which is really cool. If you're a casino person.
It's fun.
Yeah. It is. You win Hito Bucks? I don't even know.
Yeah.
I get bored. I was drinking. Friday, that takes us to Sovereign Seductive Gala, which is so if you're like some people, you go get the all you can eat lobster twice on Friday nights,
or
which
three,
is
or four, yeah. or five times.
No, they go two Fridays.
Oh, I know.
So new pool party. We really don't have anything going on Friday. So Monday and Friday, we really don't have too much planned. Wet has a few things with meet and greets and stuff like that going on. But it's really the days for you to do things on the resort.
You know, you have not one time mentioned midnight pizza.
He doesn't eat midnight pizza.
Him?
I eat midnight pizza. I eat midnight pizza and grilled cheese.
Oh, no.
Then we'll have...
No. He midnight pizza.
If people don't know where I'm at midnight, they're stupid.
They might not know it.
They're in the wrong place.
It is. If they don't know about it, I don't want them to.
Well, just tell people.
It's like you told me I'm supposed to individually thank everybody for saying happy birthday today. No, thank you.
Make Crystal do it.
Our kids are lucky. Our kids are lucky that they got to thank you. So I put a group thank you out. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. All right. So there's so much to do in the resort. We have so many cool things and we're giving away a ton of shit. So you are going to come home with a whole bunch of different things, which is awesome. Some are just for showing up. Some are just being with us. Some are thank you gifts, different things like that. It's going to be awesome. Okay, so here's my conversation. What you want to do in Hito, so you're going to Hito. Hito.
Careful what you wear.
Always say no.
So, Kim, I need to ask. I need you to pay attention for a second.
Oh, God.
So Hito is a world of its own.
Yes, it is.
It's a freaking place that... it's one of the only places I want to go on vacation. Being a lifestyle resort, there's a couple of different ways to go into it. Crystal's like looking all like,
I'm waiting.
We know what you only, want the big way. D. We understand your goal of Hito. We understand your goal.
That's because she's
drunk. Bitch. You forgot that part.
In Hito.
So here's, but for the people going for the first time,
yeah.
You want to have those conversations like you do any other time. But you're going to Hito. So here's my question. Do you set different rules? Do you set different expectations? What is the look fucking for?
Well, because I was a little prepared for this answer since we already had the conversation. But go ahead.
I'm throwing you a layup.
I know. Usually when you talk to me like this,
I'm throwing you a layup, but there's a lot of new people going with this today.
Yes, there is.
That they don't know what to expect when they walk into Hito. They don't. They don't have a clue.
This is kind of what we're talking about. So we're clearing all this in one time.
Okay, well then,
absolutely.
I'm gonna roll both of these in together.
Yeah,
so I have two questions for you that I was gonna ask you during that.
Yeah,
since you have new people going, mm-hmm. You have somebody who only wants the big D, not the small D. So certain people have been eliminated. Of
wow, so much.
I don't judge that.
The conversations that you want to have with your partner, or the expectations that you want to have with your partner before you go, because you can do whatever the fuck you want in Hito. Like, it is a lifestyle resort.
It is lifestyle.
Well, you want to walk down this and fucking every day bed from one side of the pool to the other, then you can.
Yeah.
You want to suck every dick in the hot tub, you can. You want to suck every dick at the smoking section? Don't lose a bet.
I know she didn't think she was out clear of that conversation.
So you have to, you. So you have to set. You
see the elf alert as David Letterman.
So you have to set your expectations. Jesus Christ! It's fucking raining.
I need to say happy birthday right now.
Oh my God! Jesus Christ!
To you. Happy birthday to you.
Trying to save my computer a little bit.
Happy birthday, Bill and Crystal.
Crystal and Bill.
Happy birthday to you.
Former Dem
girl.
Our former Dem girl. Thank you.
You weren't sitting there, were you? Oh my.
So now what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna turn this stick.
Here's this is condoms. Advil. Liquid IV.
Yes.
So invest in it.
This is very, very good timing for this
use
stick.
Use this on your genitalia.
Sunscreen. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn this stick over to Pac, to yes, mine and Bill's yay. Personal security,
and bring that to you.
Yeah,
can I do that?
No, ma'am.
Oh, wait, okay, so my question is, what conversation should you have beforehand with your partner? Because you're walking into a place that you have ideas of,
right,
but you really don't know. And second part of that, does Hito, from a female perspective, give you more of anticipation or open the mind more to possibilities because you're in a fucking different country? You have people that have been there and you have people that have not been there. So that's why I wanted you to talk.
Well, it's good because we've got a couple of us that have been there and a couple of us that have not. So we can all kind of answer it. For me, you know, I know that we've talked a lot about our regular roles and then our roles there. And we've talked about, you know, what can change, what doesn't have to change, why it can change, you know, and different things like that. We're a little different than a lot of couples. Right?
They don't exist because I'm going to be drunk the whole time.
Well. Yeah.
Sums it up, doesn't it?
Let's not set the expectations, okay?
Well, okay.
Anyway.
Still have my security.
But yes, it's very important to still have conversations because Hito is a different, you know, it's a different animal. It's not walking into a club. It's not going to a house party. It really is just a big, and whereas it is not specifically a lifestyle resort, everybody there is open to the lifestyle. There is a lot of people that come there that are just nudists,
right,
but they don't give a fuck what you're doing. Literally, somebody can be sitting next to you in the hot tub, getting a blowjob, fucking, chaining, you know.
No,
whatever it is. Sorry.
Yeah.
But I mean, but really, you can literally see anything, but nobody cares.
Right.
You know, it's literally.
Unless you lost
the first time. You know, the first time that I went, I had never been naked.
Right.
You know, I tell people that all the never ever. But
she
now,
showered. She showered in a bikini.
No, but I had never been naked in public, even at our house. We had a hot tub,
right,
and we had had house parties, and I was still like, yeah, no bitches, I'm wearing my thong, ain't happening. And I was petrified. I was like, I don't think that this is a thing. And when we went down early, which is what I would advise anybody for their new time or for their first time to do,
which you always do with all the ladies.
And yes. And
the first night they come, you always take them down.
Yeah. The first night I will take them down a little early.
You woke up Crystal last year.
I woke up James last year
to make sure Crystal went down.
I'm going. He was under the blankets. I'm on top of it.
To make sure that Crystal went down the first night.
You must go the first night because if you don't go the first night, you're not going to go. You're really not. You're going to have a. Why is it? There. I blowed it.
What?
But it's. The first night there, you'll realize that nobody gives a fuck.
Right.
Nobody cares what you look like. Nobody cares what you don't look like. If they're talking to you, their eyes really are up here. Are they noticing that you're naked? I mean, you're naked. They're naked. Everybody's fucking naked. They don't care.
Nobody pays attention.
Sizes, shapes,
colors. Nobody pays attention.
Literally, no, they really don't. It was crazy because I definitely didn't believe it when somebody told me that. I was like, yeah, right. They're gonna, like, not a size 2 and I'm not a 10 or I'm not this or I'm not that, but when we went I was like, wow.
You're gonna have normal conversations like you would with anybody in a pool naked with everybody.
In a pool naked, mm-hmm, or on the side of the pool naked, you know, they just don't give a fuck. And it's really kind of
it's almost, I know freeing sounds stupid, but it's really the best way to say it. Because you just, it's like you're at ease after that. After the first time, you're fine. Mm-hmm.
So as a new couple going, you're mm-hmm. going to have conversations beforehand. My suggestion is on Sunday morning, you're going to want to have that and reevaluate that conversation.
Absolutely.
You're going to want to reevaluate that conversation.
And that was one of my, things that I was talking to a girl about today. Have a conversation and have a conversation again, because that conversation could change once you're actually in a situation.
And you're drunk.
Well, there's that part. You should probably have the conversation when you're sober. That would just be
and
my
then have it again when you're drunk.
And then have it again when you sober up.
So you start the, what about this?
But no, but make sure that you know what each other is okay with and what they're comfortable with. And if you think that for a moment that whatever is going on is not okay, stop it.
Have
walk away.
Birthday.
Say, I don't think this is a good idea.
Pick a safe word other than supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
And you don't want milk and heto because they don't have it. So, so it's not your safe word that week. But anyway. But yeah, always have the conversation because it does change there. It is a totally different thing. Is it different than that you're in a different country? Yeah, kind of. Because, sometimes a lot of couples and I'm one of them people. I don't particularly care to play at the club only because, we're super private. I don't need everybody and their sister, brother, mother, uncle knowing what we're doing because it's none of their fucking business.
Or who
I'm
you're
not
doing.
You.
But you said you're here to help Julie all week with her lost bets. You.
Negative.
I have it in
never
text.
Never heard me say anything about that. I am here to cheer.
You said that's what friends are for.
Listen, help me with my tequila first, then we'll revisit.
Right.
I will help you with tequila anytime because we revisited a lot of times. What you got now, sir?
I'm just going to maybe shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I don't get that often.
But you're anyway, in a different place.
You're in a different country, and it's just different atmosphere.
You can't say you don't know anybody either, because we're going with 50 people.
Yes, but they're all there basically to relax and have fuckery all week long, too. So it's different. When you go, I don't know, I guess it's kind of for us, and I'll speak just for us. When we go to the club, it's kind of like we're working, no matter even if we're not working,
we
we're
are.
Still kind of
we're always working.
We're always working.
Yeah. So like when we're somewhere like that, it's different.
It's going to be a busy week.
Hey, I have more help this year.
I know.
Last year, it was all me. Could you imagine 7 days of chasing Julie? Mm-hmm. You guys will see me at the club for
I told her
hours.
The other day, my line is invite only. I will personally hand out the invitations. Personally hand deliver them.
Will you?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hall passes. I've seen them posted on Facebook.
Oh my god.
He didn't hand them out though.
I know. I still have my hall pass.
Neither did I. there would be the important part of that question.
You stole my hall pass anyway. I have a gong. I'll entertain myself drunk all week with my gong. I'm okay.
You get one afternoon.
By 8 p.m. I'll be dancing.
I'll be able to play a whole song by the time we come back on this thing.
He'll be swearing this thing makes noise.
So go in prepared with the conversation, but be prepared to reevaluate the conversation.
At some point, you'll have a band.
No, we had that conversation too.
How did it work out for you?
You said we have to, me and Julie have, it's a tradition, we have to get new instruments when we go to Hito.
That's right.
No, we don't.
Well, we don't, but we do.
Because what does it do?
Makes noise.
Collects dust.
That's not true.
That thing has been collecting dust since Hito last year, and she busted it out and wiped it down to go to Hito this year.
He asked me so I said, was. I said, you don't even know where the fuck it is, and she's like, yes, I do. Yeah, so
I can't post a video because it's not Facebook appropriate, but I will post a video of it.
Oh, so, I actually think that's that one was.
I don't think Jules has a popcorn in it. I think you can see her boobs in it. Maybe not. Oh, if so, I will definitely
sure
post a video.
Yeah, but no. So seriously, you can literally make this week
your own.
Yeah. Do whatever fuck you want to do. That's the point of going with us.
Don't fucking do anything.
We give you. Yeah. If this is your vacation, we give you things and suggestions to do. We have a whole list in the handout of things to do and see for first timers. But it's literally everything you want to do. I mean, just to give you a quick rundown of that, you're looking at, I mean, I've worked very hard on this list. Actually, I want to give credit to Heather for this list. We have modified it a little bit, but Heather sent this to me and Kim the first time we ever went and said, here's the things that you should try to do. Drink a dirty banana, get the lamb's chops at Pastafari. If you don't want to be allergic, yes. Go down to the pier at night, look for the stingrays. Kim will be down there every night until she sees a stingray, so don't worry. Do a send-off from Moon Hill. Take a picture on the Hedo wall. Find the USDP rock. Drink out of a fresh coconut. Have a Bob Marley shot, which they don't light on fire anymore. Enjoy midnight pizza at the nude pool. Enjoy your own midnight pizza at the grilled cheese. Do not try to take my grilled cheeses.
By anyone, I mean Phil.
Get up early. This is one thing Kim offered me to do, so I'm taking volunteers for her. She wants to get up early one morning and look for starfish.
I'll go with you.
See?
You know I'm not an early person.
It's early. You have to go early.
I'll go.
Story. So you've never, in all seriousness.
They are. They're out.
Sure.
He doesn't early. He doesn't sleep in Hedo.
No, I really.
It's different.
But I still don't.
Yeah.
You might not, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But it's a different. It's a different atmosphere. You land and there's
it's the atmosphere because you're not going. It's not, you're not
on any special time. You literally come and fucking go as you please.
Your expectations are not a 5-star resort.
Yeah.
It's the atmosphere you're going for. So I've been following and talking to a group owner in a Hedo group because there's this big thing about different topics and the changes that Hedo's made, or over the last 60 years. Don't expect a 5-star resort, but you're walking into an atmosphere like nothing else. You're walking into an atmosphere that is comfortable for everybody. So that's what you're going for.
Absolutely.
Put rum punch in your rum cream in your morning coffee. Enjoy fresh fruit and fresh show. Don't miss the fetish show. Watch the fire show. Try to jerk chicken. Dance naked. Find the hidden hot tubs. There's a bunch of them. Attend an afternoon pool party at the nude pool. Then you're gonna need a nap. Have a grilled cheese on the prude side or 15 of them. Make sure you try to go visit the playrooms. They open at 10 o'clock every night. Make it till 3 a.m. at the nude pool. Visit Rick's on the catamaran at least once and take a jump off the rocks, which I did. Take a glass bottom boat ride. Unless you're hungover, don't do it. Doesn't end well. Take advantage of all the mirrors and windows in your door. The omelets in the morning from Miss Jackie are amazing. Make sure you make it to the glow party. The foam party has changed to Thursday afternoon this year, which we're going to go check out, which we heard is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Make sure you visit all the bars. All the bars. Meet the entertainment staff. Meet the entertainment staff. The entertainment staff is amazing.
Don't touch the entertainment staff.
Crystal.
Hey.
Do not touch the entertainment staff. Don't try to sleep with the entertainment staff because they're not allowed. They will get fired. Karma Sutra is open as well, so they have some new things for that's never been open with some of the people that have been there already. Make sure you get your own rocker sign. Do it early in the week so it's ready to go. And remember, you're in Hedo. Have fun. Push yourself. What happens in Hedo stays in Hedo, except Wednesday night at 8 o'clock.
But then no names are mentioned.
No names are mentioned. Yeah, the piano bar is awesome every fucking night. There's so many things to do. You just want to be there. So we will announce why we're there 2025.
Yes.
So you want to be the first ones. I believe we're up to already almost 30 couples for 2025.
Almost 30 couples already that are going in
Want to go in 2025. So we're about to set the standard for 2025. And I'm going all out for everybody that booked with us. So we're going to have one hell of a fucking week and just party like crazy. So again, your vacation, though. Remember, your vacation.
For our fitness bars that have never been there.
There's a gym.
There's a gym.
And it gets used a lot.
There is yoga on the beach in the mornings.
Yes, yeah. Karma Sutra actually holds.
Asked me if I was yoga and I went, what?
Now, Karma Sutra now holds yoga on the beach. Not. The resort has a ton of different stuff available throughout the day on both the nude and prude side. So, yeah, I'm not.
There's the diving section by the pool at the lower level where you're just walking by and all of a sudden
you get thrown in. Which will happen.
But speaking of diving,
you can go scuba diving. You can rent a Hobie cat.
And sail away.
Sail away.
Sail away. No.
No.
Nope. I do not have the rights to that.
That's
song.
Bob. He's a president.
That's Tuesday night. Right. Sheesh.
Yep. So there's so many different things you can do. You can. You can get certified scuba diving if you wanted to. So there's so much things to do. And the wet desk will be able to help you out. We'll be able to help you out. The Hedo front desk will be able to help you out. Cheetah and Angel are there. John is going to be there from Wet, the owner. He'll be there all week. And a whole staff of people that are awesome.
That was not one of my girls.
All right.
That was one of yours.
I didn't touch him.
Flagged.
I didn't touch him.
Not yet.
My girls did not do that.
Because they're laughing at us. They're encouraging.
Duh.
Yeah. So again, just have those conversations, especially if it's your first time with your partner. Maybe you're switching. You're in a different country and you switch things up. Maybe you keep things the same, but push yourselves. So.
So we're being switches in Hedo.
Negative.
I mean, I was just curious where we're going.
Negative.
Look at your banner, girl.
I have questions.
Go ahead. What questions you got?
No, because we have a very open dynamic.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. So mm-hmm. We have not had a specific conversation to that. However, I have questions.
You must ask them straight faced.
Why am I stuck on you and you're pulling my boob out? Mm-hmm.
Give my time to back. Oh, it's staying.
From a BDSM perspective, like, there are certain things that Jeff does with me and Jeff won't do with me that I'm open to doing with other people. Mm-hmm. Is that something that, like, I had somebody approach me that knows me kind of, is a friend of a friend, lives out of state, was like, I want to do impact play on you. Don't know if I'm there yet because I don't really know the person, but is it something where there's going to be, are there people down there that do, like, wax, fire, stuff like
there
that?
There are different...
I'll let you on fire.
Well, you have to keep it.
So
in
there
mind.
Are different, depending on the groups that go, there yeah. are different things available. So our group is open to, so everything we do is open to everybody on the resort.
Right.
We don't tell anybody they can't participate. Some of the groups do specific things.
Right, to their group.
The playrooms, they're open. There were crosses and everything like that in there last year. So you will see that happening throughout the night,
that's,
10 o'clock.
That's definitely conversations but, that you have to have with
right.
Jeff. No, I understand
no,
that.
But I mean mm-hmm. specific conversations, and especially if I you're... Just,
and here's the nice other nice thing is, so everybody wears a necklace. There's a yeah. reason that everybody wears a necklace. It tells you what
your
group
name.
They're with. Well, it tells the bartenders what your name is.
Right.
Yes. But it tells you it as well what group you're with.
Right.
Most of the groups that are there, the people that are hosting, know the other groups. So if a conversation comes up with John from group B, me, Kim, or one of the wet staff will be able to know who's hosting group B and find out more.
Right.
So Hedo is all inclusive. And when they say that, the groups commingle. Most everything is commingling between the different groups. Now, I think there's only three groups there with us this week, and they're all good groups.
Yeah.
They're all good groups. So, so you can get information on if somebody's bullshitting you or not.
Right.
Yes.
And then you can make your decision from there. So,
and I agree with what you're saying. Yeah. My question is it stuff that they actually, is there more stuff to the BDSM side across the board that's open
no.
down there? Or
no,
more
no, it's more swinger related. It's more swinger related.
Because you have to remember,
yes.
everybody's traveling.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm sure that people do bring, you know, their own floggers.
They do. I mean, people bring floggers
like,
and things like that.
See things like
right.
Yeah. I mean, Wet's giving away floggers.
Yeah.
So.
But it's definitely not
You're only going to see it in the playroom at 10 o'clock at night. So,
okay, that yes. was more of my question. Yes. Was...
You don't see like crosses out at the pool no. area, okay. things like that. Mm-hmm. So it is definitely not as kink. It's definitely more swing.
Okay.
No, if somebody's tied up, their husband did that to the wife and just left her there for the day. You may see Kim or Julie there.
We are not.
So if you see a tree and Kim or Julie, that's they don't talk to them until the end of the day.
Get a picture of the tied up living. And all the husbands are getting drunk at the bar.
Last year's it was sick and tired of these hoes. This year it'll be all tied up.
Wow.
That's how it's going to go. Rude. Speaking of Angel,
hi,
there she is.
Angel.
We were just talking about your awesome pool parties and everything.
Yes, we were. And we were talking about midnight visits and leaving the light on.
We're not. We so, yeah. So you can make it whatever you want. There's so many different things available between us, between WET events, and between the resorts events. There's so many things you could literally, this is your vacation. Just enjoy it.
Mark's bringing his bag.
Yeah.
So I did see that. Yeah. That
yeah. So there will be people there with BDSM stuff.
Yeah,
there will
absolutely.
Be.
Absolutely. But to answer her question, it is definitely more
of a swing. Yes. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yes. But I still highly recommend many conversations between now and then, especially right. if you're not with obviously someone that you know. But I mean, you know that already.
Right.
But again, you are in a different country.
I mean, I have a picture of somebody's ass with two handprints on it on a bed from last year.
Well, yeah, but our people did that to our people. Right. So there was that.
Yeah, so it's a possibility. So,
Elliot?
Yeah, so what else you got on Hito? Anything, Kim?
No.
Okay, cool.
Actually, just come. Have a great time. They do, of course, depending on how you travel, make sure you get yourself a luggage scale. It sucks to have to take stuff out of your suitcase at the desk. That part.
Been there, done that.
Shoes. Anyway, the piano bar. Don't forget that is open every night.
Every night.
It's definitely a great
with place. A sing-along or with Cheetah and Angel hosting karaoke.
People usually get in there at least to check out some air conditioning, the karaoke. The bartenders in there are always awesome. They will have, for our football buffs, they will have football on the other side of the courtyard, but you'll get to see all of that at the same time. It's just a great place to be. The good thing is you do not have to really ever carry anything with you. You'll have your wristbands, which is your key. We will not be having a key drop anywhere. Disappoint everyone, but we will not be doing that. You can literally
until you're the one who certain people pull that key and then that person's disappointed.
Well, there's that part.
Which is why I don't want to disappoint any of the females by having somebody pull a key. So we're gonna do a wireless vibrator drop instead.
So and you can leave your credit cards, everything in your safe. Anything that you get out of the gift shop, you can literally charge to your room. I believe if you do the catamaran, you can charge that to your room too.
No, we cannot.
No? Okay, so that is something you definitely have to ask.
You'll be able to. Staff. So the catamaran sign up is at the WET desk on, I think it's Tuesday. It's in the schedule.
It's at the Water Sports area.
No, you can sign up for the catamaran at the WET desk on Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
I believe it's Tuesday, but it'll be in your thing. I have it in there.
It'll be one of those two places.
So.
You'll know where it is. It's a big ass boat.
Yes, so you can sign up for that.
You can't miss it.
But yeah, there's so many things to do, so many ways to make it your vacation, and take time with your partner as well.
Yeah, and take advantage of being in a different country.
Yeah,
take advantage of trying something you want to try.
Fuck on a daybed. Fuck on a daybed.
Fuck on a daybed.
Fuck on a daybed. Yeah. Just walking down the path, going, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go. Let's go. We were walking over from the new pool one night, and we're like. So we actually lied to everybody. This was one of the first shows we went. Nobody would leave his fuck alone. So we're like, you know what?
Nobody.
We're tired.
That's not true.
So we go to leave. Here comes everybody behind us going back to their rooms. So literally we took the long way and I said, stop.
Down the hill, up the hill. They got tired.
And we made a U-turn and went back to the fucking new pool by ourselves.
Where'd you go?
We went to bed. I don't know. fuck in the grotto. Do it.
Fuck in the waterfalls. Yeah. It's a thing.
Fuck on the grass if you want. Not the worst thing that's been in the hot tub.
Don't drink the water in the hot tub. Don't be a shark in the hot tub. Just sorry. Don't do it. Yeah,
don't mess with the guy wandering around the middle of the hot tub.
Walking in circles.
In circle, you will the hot tub.
All know who we're talking about by the end of day two.
Yeah. Yeah, that part.
Yeah, you will all understand that in by the end of day two. Yeah. But you know, just enjoy it. If you need anything,
that's the main thing. Don't have a good time.
By the end of day two, I think it is.
Morgan,
you'll have met everybody with us and with Wet all at the same time. So
in the grotto, is that what you said, girl?
No, that's not what she said.
I heard she's bi.
She's straight.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So by the end of day two, you'll have met everybody with us and with Wet. So you'll know everybody in the big group and all the awesome people that are there.
Somehow they remember your name.
Exactly. They all remember your name somehow. The bartenders will know your name when you first walk up to the bar.
But there's a lot of people that are going, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so embarrassed. I was like, what the fuck?
He remembered me. No, he didn't.
I was very excited at first. And I was like, God damn it.
Nope. He read your necklace. There's a reason it has it. All right. So that's it. If you have any questions between now and next week,
doing a big D send off at TPA.
Crystal's looking for that big D all in Jamaica.
That's
what she's looking for.
Off for the birthday girl.
All right. So let's move on. Let's finish this up. So since your guests that you invited were so helpful and talkative.
Nothing.
I know.
Giggles.
I know.
Fucked on this side. Yeah.
All right, this side was amazing.
We participated.
First of all, your side hit his head on a wall.
That's true.
That was all by itself, too. That was awesome.
It wasn't on camera. It never happens. All right. So let's move on. Find a Pineapple, sponsored by DVD8, the erotic card game of the lifestyle, created for swingers by swingers. The new Dare Pong is amazing. You can get a full line of DVA products in the kimono shop and find it at all of our events. Do we have any? Are we taking anything? No, we're not.
Nope.
No, we got too much shit to take.
Nope. No working, no duties.
We're not.
You're not coming?
When?
What?
Sunday?
Well, shit, they haven't done.
We haven't. We're getting there. You're jumping ahead. We're at Fun and Pebbles. We got to start with Friday night. Friday night, Hot White Party at TPA. Make your reservations. Be there. And soon as I get home on Saturday afternoon after your haircut, I'm going to be working until Friday.
We're
going to
take a small break Sunday.
You're going to take a small break Sunday.
That's not what we talked about.
I said there was a possibility. And then 4:30 today happened. We'll be at the Delco Meet and Greet on Sunday at 1 o'clock at Tom and Jerry's. And you can also join them and celebrate the degenerates that they are. Their second anniversary on February 25th at 2 o'clock at Coach's in Essington. So, if you want to, come on out on Sunday and see us before we leave, because we leave Friday. If you,
I have that.
Yes, we will have your necklaces when you arrive on Friday.
Yes.
Yes. When you get there, you will be handed your bag and you will have everything you need, including your necklaces.
Yeah,
and then some. And I'm telling you, I'm giving away. I want to make. We're very appreciative that everybody is traveling with us.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
We just want.
This is our biggest group. We are super excited.
And we're just as our way to say thank you, we're. Tried to give you useful stuff that you are. All the females are getting hair ties. All the males, it was decided only the males are getting the condoms. They have to be the responsible ones. That was decided.
Have you looked at the list of who's going?
I have. As a matter of fact, I have looked at the list that I've
I
was traveling.
Is that why I got this?
That is why you got that.
Supposed to be.
Yeah, supposed to be.
Supposed to be.
You're supposed to be.
Not it. Wait,
right.
Oh, yeah. No fucking way.
So much tequila.
Yeah. We will be there to meet you, Jay and Collins, when you get there. We have all your flight information. We can roughly judge by the time you'll get there. We'll be waiting in the lobby for you. When you guys get there, I can't wait. And actually, your tumblers both say OGs on them. So,
Jay!
Yeah, so if you have any questions between now and then, don't hesitate to reach out to me or Kim. If we don't have the answers, Kim has talked to Angel almost every day for the last week. And we've talked to John a few times. Yeah. We can get you your answers at WET the whole time. So they have some amazing stuff going on. Excited. We have some great stuff going on. And we can't wait to see everybody going with us.
Yeah.
If you want information for next year already, like I said, we already have 30 couples that want information.
Message me.
Get on the list with Kim. She will blast it out to you as soon as we have the final details when we're there.
I will have them before we leave.
Yes. And you want to do it as quickly as possible.
Yes.
All right. So again, Hot Wife Party on Friday, TPA. We'll be at the Delco meet and greet on Sunday. And that's it. Thank you for joining us.
I'll have to wear a hat every Saturday.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us and the rest of USDP Nation in the Swingerverse. Thank you for spending the last hour and 17 minutes of your life with us, because the time is the most important thing you have, and you could have used it in other ways by going to the library or making yourself orgasm. Thank you to our sponsors. Head over to our website at USDPNation.com. Click on the friends link at the top and show them some love. And once again, we are your hosts, Phil, and we will be back next Wednesday. Quickly.
Send off.
Yes, it will be a quick show next Wednesday. And then
we're having a quickie next Wednesday. Ooh. I'm pretty sure we have a guest next Wednesday. We do.
Oh, yeah, never mind. It's not gonna be that quick. We start our guest next week. I thought we started the guest the following week. Nope. We start our guest next week. We have a great guest coming in. You might have seen him at Bar 13. You might have seen him at Double D Tap House. But so you don't want to miss it. He's got a whole bunch of cool things coming up that we're gonna talk about.
And a birthday celebration.
Yeah, sure. Kim sets all this up. So if you want to be a guest on the show and actually talk, just let us know.
I have a question.
Let us know, and Kim will get you on the schedule. Absolutely. For sure. But for those going in the Hito, we will see you next week, and we can't wait. If you have any questions, message us. Make sure you have those conversations and figure things out before you go. And then have them again the next day after you've kind of experienced Hito for 24 hours and see all of the possibilities, because the things you can think of, you can make happen in Hito.
Yeah.
Those things that you think of that you can't have happen other places,
it can happen there.
It can happen there, and it can stay there. So that's a cool thing. It's a cool thing. It's a cool thing. We're in Hito. Fuck it. Let's go. So with that being said, we'll be back next Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, with our special guests. Until then, remember, next time you're in a food store, grab a pineapple and
upside down.
They don't even know the end of the show. We'll talk to everybody later.
Flip it upside down on Instacart.
Yeah.